ability.
I'm Jean-Yves. I'm in Auroville since 1993. And I'm mainly a teacher in La School, where I teach French, Sanskrit, economy, and history. Now, Auroville as an economic project, we can say, it's a society without circulation of money. Generally, we think that economic value is created when we extract a lot of material and energy from the earth, and we process this, we produce objects to be consumed, and this is creation of economic value. But in fact, economic value is created when people have some kind of vision of the positive vision of the future, have faith in the future, and commit themselves into, you know, creating it. So that's the origin, the source of sustainability. This is what we call now intangible values. Now, an economy without circulation of money, we don't know exactly what it is, because if you cannot monetarize things, you cannot measure them, and then where is the economy? How do you measure the economic production or consumption? So why Mother said there would be no circulation of money? She didn't explain, but we can see that if there is no internal circulation of money, there would be exchange of money with the outside. But if there is no monetary system within Auroville, then there cannot be any commercial exchange between Aurovillians. That means we don't sell our work and we cannot buy products if there is no money. So what do we do? In fact, it's possible only if there is a new definition of work. In the normal society, the commercial society, work is a means of earning one's living. In Auroville, work is a different thing. It's the field of progress. And you progress only as far as you give yourself and offer yourself for a higher life or a truer life. And work is the field of this self-becoming and progress, you and the others all together. So an economy of self-giving does not need money. You are given what you need, the basic needs, so that there is a security, a material security. So food is given, clothes, transportation, education, health, so that you can concentrate on something else and change the function of work, so that work can become the field of self-perfection and self-becoming. This is what is at stake in Auroville, to find out the forms of this new economic approach. And how far is this sustainable? I think it is sustainable because if you give more without thinking of taking, then you have a productivity, naturally, and you have a sustainability. Normally, the economic idea is that each one should get as much as possible at the lesser cost. So the result is not so good. If you look at the economic situation of the planet, it doesn't work well. In fact, the clue of a true and stable prosperity would be based on the idea of giving and caretaking rather than taking. So it's a shift of paradigm that we are experimenting here, and I think it is slowly emerging. Most of the Auroveillians, they don't work for earning their living. They work because it's their field of self-discovery and self-perfecting. And that's the very basis. You know, the value of Auroville work is that reality, that living reality.
In this way, please explain how people can live here. Prosperity service, the solar kitchen, how it works here.
Well, if you work, then you are maintained. So it's not a salary. And you are maintained for the basic needs, no more than that. But there is something which is not covered because Auroville doesn't have the financial means. It's the housing. So you are asked to come with the money to build a house. And when it's done, you surrender the ownership of the house to the foundation of Auroville. So it's an important act because that means you renounce ownership, the idea of ownership. which is part of our economy also. Equally, you can say that people who create businesses, they are managers, they have a spirit of enterprise, but they have no ownership. So that's what it is.
So how it works in the enterprise? If I create an enterprise, I have a maintenance too, or the profits go to everything to Auroville, or I give some taxes, how it works?
Well, the firms, the businesses, they have their own financial needs. Sometimes they need to invest. So they cannot give all their profits to Auroville, but they give the main part of their profit to Auroville. According to the last figures, it is 60% as an average of the profits which are given to Auroville. The others are kept by the units for their own development. It is advised that at least 33% should be given, but it is generally more than that. Around the solar kitchen, yes, there is a. We have set up a new kind of distribution. It is the distribution of food and clothes, I mean basic items, in kind. So instead of giving you money so that you can go and buy food and clothes, the budget for clothes and food are given to the distribution center, and then people take what they need. It's monitored and it's balanced. There is no. It's interesting because it's the food, for instance, is bought at cost price and just distributed. There is no commercial margin added on it. And still there is a surplus in the sense that some people underuse the service. Some overuse, I mean, they consume more than their budget normally should allow them to consume. So we have here an economy without commercial margin, without profit, and still there is a surplus.
The same is in the health field?
Yes, the health is entirely covered. When you work in a service in Auroville, this service subscribes a monthly amount, which is given to cover the health expenses, and so you are covered for everything. Well, we don't have an economic model clearly defined. In fact, we are groping around and experimenting. We are like in between two systems, we could say. There is partly we receive a maintenance in cash and we spend it, and partly we receive it in kind. And we are like moving from a commercial, the normal kind of economy, the familiar one, towards a new kind of economy, and we are in the process of moving from one to the other as a kind of emergence. This emergence is based on what people live. It's not based on a theoretical model which is applied. It might seem a little confused when you look from outside, but it's because it's an evolutionary process, a natural process, not a mental one. The aim is that if we don't want an economy with exchange of money, that means we must reach a stage in our lives where we don't need money. We don't want to be evaluated with money. We don't want to buy with money because it doesn't make sense anymore. So when it is within, realized within like this, then it becomes easier to make it happen outwardly. We cannot create a system or an ideal system by forcing people, to behave like this. But it has to come from a change of consciousness.
Auroville will be a site of material and spiritual research for a living embodiment of an actual human unit, the Mother.